Hello, everyone. This is John McDonald and
the daughter Bryn,
and welcome to Realty versus Reality.
He almost couldn't say it.
Yeah. Well, this is our first kind of kickoff show. In this show, we plan to really talk about just kind of real things that are happening in the real estate market. We're going to keep it like real. We're not going to, you know, talk very high level and difficult. Sometimes when you get in the real estate shows or property shows, they kind of get a little bit too technical and lose folks. Not to mention, I represent Gen Z, and my daughter here represents I'm Gen X.
Holy cow.
Wow.
This, everybody, this just up. So you're aware, the geriatric side of the podcast here.
Whatever. Okay.
So I am Gen X. I'm 22 years old, and you're what, like 60? Gen X.
Okay. You just said you're Gen X.
See, now you're getting me confused.
So, all right. Just to be clear, she's Gen Z. She's 22. Yeah. And I'm Gen X. So, in any case. All right.
I tried roasting you, and I ended up roasting myself.
Yeah, that's what happens most of the time with Gen Zs. So.
Shut up.
In any case, we're going to have a good time talking about different things. We're going to keep it loosey-goosey, meaning that we're going to try to keep it relevant for folks on a weekly basis. And from time to time, we'll probably invite people to come in and talk to us. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably move our locations around, too. Just so that we're, you know, bouncing and you know, getting to kind of see the different aspects of the real estate world. Mm-hmm. And again, we're going to keep it real as much as possible. So.
Yeah. So this podcast sort of came together. I started working for my dad in May of 2024. So this year, I quit my corporate job that I was at to come work with him in real estate. And so far, I have not regretted my decision yet. So we decided to do this because we actually have another podcast called The Thriller Table where we review all kinds of horror content. And we talked to...
It's Thriller. It's not just horror. Why? I mean...
Yeah. But still, it's just Thriller and horror content. It's the same thing, basically.
Okay. That's such a Gen Z thing.
How is that Gen Z?
Whatever.
They're synonyms.
Like, throw everything in the same bucket. You don't organize anything. Any case.
Whatever. Point is we've already been doing a podcast together, so we figured we would just make another one sort of to piggyback on our business and sort of talk about what our day-to-day life looks like. Plus, we have a lot of fun when we record these, so we figured it would be a nice way to blow off steam, too, especially considering how stressful it's been the past 2 months. So this is going to be fun, a way for us to actually enjoy ourselves amidst sort of a chaotic market. And as somebody that is Gen Z, as my dad will relentlessly not stop pointing out, it's really interesting to watch the market be as volatile as it is, especially as a homeowner myself. I bought a house in January this year with my partner, and that process was pretty scary, especially considering the rates and, you know, how everything's going. So I think that'll be an interesting flavor to the podcast too, getting your perspective as somebody who's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
And somebody who, like me, is just starting to come into the world. So I think it'll be a good mixture of perspectives.
Yeah. And the other thing to think about also is there's a couple things that with you not having your license yet, you're going to be looking to start the classes for real estate in September. So that'd be kind of cool to talk about that. And me having my license now for almost 7 years, I left corporate in September of 2022 to do real estate full time, which is kind of, you know, that's interesting. And somehow, some way, I convinced my youngest that moving into the real estate business is a smart move because you were working for another company corporate. And I have to say, after leaving corporate and working on your own, it's really hard to even think about
going back. I don't want to go back. It was so much stress and anxiety having to, you know, further somebody else's objective, and I really had no stake in it. This, I have a lot of stake in. It's our name, and everything that we do catapults the business. So it's all in our own hands, and as somebody that kind of is a control freak, that's wonderful for me. So I don't know. I like the freedom of waking up in the morning and being like, my boss is my dad.
Yeah, so. But I mean, to some extent, you're your own boss, because a lot of your creativity, you have a lot of control over what we do, because I like a lot of your ideas. So that's the great thing of having Gen Z and a Gen X perspective, is because a lot of times Gen Z has new creative ways of looking at things, which I really appreciate and embrace. And then there's some things that you pick up for me that are, you know, instead of chaotic, it's a little bit more structured and organized.
Yeah.
So it's a nice blend. So, yeah,
I agree. It's a nice, it's a definitely an interesting mixture of energy between you and me, I think. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, I think you should tell the story of how you went into real estate. It's technically my fault, you leaving corporate. Going into real estate. You should tell the story.
Well, my story is quickly is that we had my daughter and I started a tradition of going to the U.S. Open every year in 2021. So yeah. it's a new tradition. It was a gift for her birthday. And, you know, all too often you kind of, you know, abandon those traditions early. I was determined to keep tradition going. And in my corporate role, there was an issue on an account, and I had been in out of state for about, I don't know, six weeks or what have you.
You were in Houston?
No.
It was Texas.
Where the heck was I?
I thought you were in Houston.
Maybe I was.
I remember that.
I probably was. Or something. Anyway, San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was Texas.
Somewhere. Anyway,
Yeehaw.
It was hot. Yeah. in any case, I had to basically make a choice: either spend time with my daughter and go to the U.S. Open, or suck up to the corporate machine. I chose not to to do that, and ended up losing my job. But I'm okay with that. I was okay. I think at that point, I kind of have reached my end of my rope with the corporation.
You also kind of had a feeling it was coming, especially since you know how corporate operates with that type of thing. Like, there was no mercy on that. But I also remember you kind of just you were not really stressed so much as you were just like, if they could just fire me already, because I know it's coming. So I remember that.
You get to a point where you're just so tired of the same insanity all the time, and then hearing the same kind of craziness. So, I think that was the universe telling me it was time for a change. It was great. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I got fired, I actually was in a great mood.
I remember you came out and you were like, "Well, I just got fired," and I was like, "What?" And I remember sitting in the kitchen and I was like, "Are you okay? Like, that's upsetting." And you were like, "No, yeah, I'm good."
Yeah.
It just was, you weren't really phased.
Yeah. Actually, it was funny because I had a closing on that follow. I got fired on Monday and had my first kind of closing, post corporate on Monday. So it was kind of cool. I will say last year was a tough year, but I made it and actually did pretty well for my first full year in real estate.
Yeah.
And this year has been very dynamic, to the point where I've had to add you onto the staff. So now we're just in a building mode. So,
yeah.
But we'll talk more about that and as we kind of move along. But this really is just a kickoff to hopefully many more episodes of just talking, straight talk about real estate. And the perspective we're going to talk about is going to be both from, we'll talk a little bit about how to get started in real estate investing.
Yeah.
We'll also talk on a buyer side, a seller side, but we're going to talk really mainly from a common, perspective of a person off the street versus, you're a seasoned investor or you're a seasoned home buyer or what have you. We're going to be really talking more from a perspective that anybody could jump into these podcasts and kind of get a feel of, what it's really like to be getting yourself involved in real estate, whether you want to do it as a career, whether you want to do it as a investment strategy, or whether you're just trying to get a home, or sell a home. So
that's not to inflate myself here either, but I think that's where I come into. I offer that sort of perspective because I am 22 years old, and our generation's facing a lot of really difficult things. Ooh, who's that?
Nobody. We'll talk about it.
See, that's the fun of real estate. You get texts from unknown numbers all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Either they want me to work for their brokerage or it's, you know, you never know. So, go ahead.
No, it's all right. So, it's just, I think that'll be a valuable sort of perspective is providing, you know, because our generation's going through a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like very early on, we've had to deal with quite a bit of heavy stuff, including the current housing market. Like, there's no housing for any of us, and jobs, it's because they're like, well, it's the basics. You know, you get a job, you get paid, save, and buy a house eventually and move out and come into your own. But because it's so freaking hard to get a job right now, you're not making money. You're trying to survive, but that's not enough to buy a house.
Yeah.
And so we're really struggling. So it's interesting for me to get an insider's perspective on the market and see kind of why that's happening. So versus the average person that, you know, is not involved in real estate and doesn't really quite understand how it works. So I hope to help enlighten some people, some of my own peers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be interesting as we kind of go along. So with that said, I think we'll wrap up this intro.
Well, I think we should introduce ourselves, like a little bit about ourselves outside of real estate too, though, so people know who they're talking to.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's an icebreaker exercise.
Fine. Go ahead. Gen Z.
Antisocial.
Again.
Whatever.
Well, that's Gen X. Gen X. We keep to the facts and we keep moving.
Geriatric grumpiness.
Whatever.
All right. So my name is Bryn. I am 22 years old. I graduated from Penn State University last year, 2023, with a Bachelor of Arts in English. I also really like to do photography. I actually am contracted with our brokerage to take photos for listings. Mm-hmm. And I also do portrait photography, senior photography, everything. And I also really like music, as everybody else. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I played tennis in high school, hence why we go to U.S. Open every year, because I'm a big fan of tennis.
Yes.
I was born in Oregon, so I'm a big Oregon Ducks fan. And I'm a big fan of Oregon as well.
Yes, you are. After this last vacation.
Yeah, I just went on vacation with my partner. This was a birthday / anniversary gift from him. He took me back to Oregon after 12 years of not being there. And we toured around my hometown. And we also did a lot of hiking and swimming at waterfalls. And highly recommend going to Oregon if you get the chance. It's great. Mm. I'm a huge fan of Star Wars, too. And I like video games. Currently playing Assassin's Creed Origins and Odyssey.
Throwback.
Yep. Out of the two, I think Odyssey ranks the best, with Origins being a very close second, only because Alexios is hysterical.
Yeah, he is.
But that would be probably it for me. My favorite color is blue, and I really like Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You live at Starbucks.
Yep.
So I'm John McDonald. I have a background really in executive leadership. And recently now self-employed, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I have a master's degree in management information systems, a bachelor's in information technology. So as you can probably see, my daughter has inherited a lot of my love of technology to some extent. I mean, she's more, nostalgic with some of the you know, simpler things in life. I'm not. I always look at the technology piece of life and exploit it as much as possible.
I think that's really apparent in our opinion of AI, too. We have a highly different opinion of AI. I mean, I respect it, but I'm terrified of it. I don't think it should be endorsed to go much farther than it has. And, I think it's, eventually it's going to be Terminator. We're all going to go.
That's what my dad says.
Or, if anybody watches Doctor Who, the Daleks, where they exterminate. That's it. I really truly think technology is going to turn on us eventually. But you, on the other hand, think it's great. So
I think so. I mean, you have to embrace it. I mean, it's progress forward. It's inevitable. No matter who you are, technology will play a part in your life, and it'll continue to grow. My doctorate, I'm working on my dissertation on how AI and leadership is interacting now. I think it's more interesting as we kind of move along and how AI will continue to take over some of the at first some of the small decision-making processes within a company that can be repeated and should be, you know, pretty simplistic. But I think that's going to move on to more complex as AI gets more complex as well. And we'll see almost a similar change in leadership as we saw in the blue-collar work in the 80s where robots and machinery took over for human jobs. I think we'll start to see AI take over some of those mid-level leadership roles, and the jobs aren't coming back. So if you're kind of horrified of AI right now, it's no different from what we saw, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just a fact of life, and that's progress forward. You just have to adapt.
I agree with that to an extent, but I just think that, I don't think AI should permeate certain aspects of the workforce. For example, healthcare. I think that we need humans. We need bedside manner. But if you think of surgeries, that type of precision that only artificial intelligence can provide, that's one thing. But it's another if you're talking to somebody and it's sort of a serious diagnosis or a serious situation, you need a human.
Yeah.
So I don't think that AI should extend that far. But I feel like a lot of, because we're an innately curious species, so we're just going to keep going and keep pushing the envelope. And my concern is we're going to keep pushing it until it's too late. But
yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it's going to force us to evolve as a race and continue to progress forward. So
that has nothing to do with real estate, but
we're keeping it
existentialism.
Real.
Existentialism. Yeah,
so, there you go. but in any case, working on my dissertation for my doctorate, hopefully to achieve that in the next year, but also building a family business. And really excited about that and getting, kind of more, transparent with what we're doing. And hopefully through these podcasts, we'll talk about different challenges in the market and so forth. So that we'll talk about that in our first podcast coming up as we talk about market conditions as we look at the second half of 2024.
Yeah. So, which has already been a very interesting year, to say the least. When I first joined, we were on fire that whole month.
And we still are. I mean, honestly, year over year, it's perspective. I mean, if you stop and take a look, you can pat yourself on the back. Last year was definitely a major, major challenge. This year, it's a tough market still. But we're doing better. Very proud of what we have accomplished so far. And the year's not over. It's only mid-year.
True.
So got a lot more to do.
Halfway to Christmas.
There you go. So, all right, I'm going to say that we cut this one. We're done with this episode.
Such an unceremonious closeout. Okay, we're done.
We're done. I think we're done. See, that's Gen X here. We're just
so unceremonious. Okay, I think we could cut now.
I think we can cut this. Anyway.
Well, don't you think our listeners deserve a proper farewell?
We're going to be back in a couple minutes as soon as they get loaded back up so they can hear us.
All right. Got it. This is where the creativity comes
in. Thank you for joining
in.
Us. Oh, my God. We're so happy that you're joining us. So is there anything else you want to say?
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Feel free to give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, it is MacD Realty. On Facebook, it is John MacDonald Realtor, PA and MD. I think that's what your name is on there.
I think so.
Yeah. So just give us a follow there to see some clips of our podcast if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever. Thank you for listening. Also, you can watch these on YouTube if you prefer to watch instead of listen. And that will be also at JMacD Realty.
That's cool. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
you guys
everybody.
So much.
Take care.
Bye.